The Nobel Prize for Medicine was awarded last month to two researchers for their pioneering work on the sense of smell. Scientists are still trying to understand exactly how smell influences emotions and behavior. In a very different way, so are businesses. They're developing more products that please the nose as well as the eye. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Aromatherapy is the art and science of using essential oils to enhance emotional and physiological well-being. And these days, aromatherapists are busier than ever. At Dandelions Botanicals in Seattle's Fremont District, aromatherapists have hundreds of herbs and oils to choose from. Jade Schutz, an aromatherapist and owner of the Northwest College for Herbal and Aromatic Studies, opens a small vial for us to smell.
Let's try Bulgarian lavender. Absolutely gorgeous. So,
Schutz, who uses essential oils in a diffuser or in a massage, says aromas can conjure up powerful memories.
Let's say we're getting a massage with lavender. Our heart rate goes down. We feel good. Our muscles relax. And later, or maybe later in the week, we take a lavender bath. Our body's memory of the smell of lavender says basically to our physiological body to relax.
And the aromatic products aren't just in specialty stores. Wander the aisles of department stores, drug stores, or upscale markets like this Whole Foods store in suburban Seattle, and you'll find a growing profusion of both natural and synthetic products. Foam baths in tangerine and cinnamon, dead sea salt in comforting clover or invigorating peppermint. Some retail drug chains are even beginning to market scented, private label products, a sure sign that items have moved into the mainstream. Matt Grunlund, publisher of Perfumer and Flavorist magazine, cites two factors in the growing emphasis on smell. First, products which are essentially the same, like detergents, are trying to differentiate themselves by adding special scents. And second, people are spending more time taking care of themselves.
There's also this cocooning trend where people are making their home their safety zone, their fortress, if you will, in uncertain times. And they're using these products to comfort themselves and to treat themselves better than maybe perhaps they're able to otherwise.
Although most aroma-inspired products are currently in the realm of personal care, there are lots of exceptions, and their numbers are growing. Take the alarm clock that emits the smell of coffee, or the CD-like player that makes aromas instead of music. And Grunlund says it won't be long before you'll have car racing video games, complete with the smell of burning rubber and leather seats. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.